I'm sorry, I've been told that we weren't being heard. I'm sorry for that technical glitch. Thank you, Lord, for the correction. Yes, we're being heard throughout the earth. Our theme is He's ever faithful. We're thankful for His grace and His mercy, which comes to us, not leftovers from yesterday, but brand new on today. His mercies are new every morning. You tuned in to Global Time with Jesus Christ, and you're dialed into Maximum Radio. Maximum Radio is the name of our radio network, and we're so thankful for that privilege. Once again, I'll say I'm Aubrey Gregory, and your prayer partner for the next 30 minutes, and I say welcome to all our partners and friends everywhere, those who are praying with us and praying for us. May God bless you richly on this day. Thank you for being faithful and for getting up and joining us at the very start and beginning of your day for those who are live with us. For those who are streaming, well, we thank you for whatever time that you are able to join us. Our theme today is He is ever faithful. And He refers to none other than our King, our Lord, our Savior, Jesus Christ. He is the Lion of Judah. And when we say He, that's who we're referring to. Now, in the I Am series, where we're learning of God's character, His attributes, who He is, and believe me, this is an eternal endeavor. We will need all of eternity to really learn. And I'm not talking about getting topical information about Him. I'm talking about getting in-depth knowledge and understanding of Him through experience with Him. So today, He is, I am ever faithful. And that's taken from Revelation chapter 19 and verse 11. I would like to read that. Book of Revelation was written by the Apostle John, and it is a revelation given to him while he was on the Isle of Patmos. He was banished there. So he had lots of time to meditate and speak with the Lord, and the Lord spoke with him and gave him some manifestations and revelations that he would impart, we would write and impart to us. And this is what we're reading. Chapter 19, verse 11. Now I saw heaven opened, and behold, a white horse, and he who sat on him was called Faithful and True, and in righteousness he judges and makes war. Well, this is a picture, powerful imagery of your Savior in mine. This is about, the Lord Jesus Christ Himself. He is ever, ever faithful. You know, we have friends and relatives and neighbors and associates that sometimes abandon us only because they're human. But Christ is our Savior. He is God, and He is ever faithful. Now think about that and meditate on that all day long today, because there's a reward in meditating on His names. There's a definite reward for that. And He is ever faithful. His name is faithful. His name is true. And names in the concerning God are not simply identification. They're descriptive of who He is in person, who He is at the level of character and attribute. So that takes a long while for us to process that, because He wants us to experience His faithfulness. He wants us to experience His trueness and consistent walk with Him will give us some clues here and there of the depth, power, and meaning of that. So think on those things all day today as you speak with the Lord in your heart and spirit as you move through your responsibilities today. When you meditate like that, you'll actually see His footsteps. You'll see His hands move on your behalf, on behalf of others, and in the affairs of men. Now, today, we're continuing our prayer during the month of which the Muslims recognize as their ninth month, and they're celebrating Ramadan, and we're praying for them. We are praying for them that the light of God would break through in an unusual manner. There would be an outpouring among hearts that are thirsty. The Word of God says, those that hunger and thirst after righteousness shall be filled. But I happen to know some that are really hungering and thirsting. They're not on track as they might be and can be. But nevertheless, we're looking for Christ to meet them on their way. Meet them on the road in a mighty way. So today we've selected the nation of Sudan. It's Sudan. And Sudan is in Africa. It's a country on the continent of Africa. You know, Africa is not a country. It's a continent that has many, many, over 50 nations. And so Sudan is one of them. And the population is in excess of 35 million in the Sudan. 70% of them are Muslim. 20% are traditional, and 5% are Christian. And God has a heart and loves the Sudanese Africans. God loves them. In the book of Isaiah, chapter 25, here's what it says. Reading verse 6 and 7. It says, on this mountain, the Lord Almighty will prepare a feast of rich food for all peoples, a banquet of aged wine, the best of meats, and the finest of vines. On this mountain he will destroy the shroud that enfolds all peoples, the sheet that covers all nations. Well, the mountain means God's government in the earth. It says that he will have a feast. In the King James, it says of fat things. And what it means, anointed things, things of the Holy Spirit. And God wants to remove the shroud. And it's a shroud of darkness that enfolds and covers all nations so that the light and glory of Jesus Christ would shine through. So we're going to pray for the Sudanese people now. I would ask you to join me now as we go before His throne, asking His grace and mercy upon the Sudanese nation. Father, we thank you for moving on your spirit-filled people. Thank you for allowing us to sight and insight to see whom and what we need to pray for. And Father, these things are great, and we thank you for inviting us into them. Make us instruments even on today, through whom the veil spread over the nations can be destroyed. open our understanding to lay hold on the commission that rests on us for this awesome hour. We thank you for the Sudanese people, for that nation. And we thank you for the liberty and deliverance that you're bringing to that nation in the name of Jesus Christ and for his glory, making that nation a possession for him. We thank you for this petition and the answer, even on today. Move from the heights of the government to the valleys of the people. In the name of Jesus, we pray. And everyone said amen. Micah, the prophet, in the 4th chapter of God's words, says in verses 1 and 2, and it boils down to this. He says, Zion is set for God's rule in the earth. And again, Zion is the government of God in the earth. And we're praying into the reality that God's government in the earth will continue to increase. The boundaries will continue to move further and further to remove the shroud of darkness that covers all of the nations, including the nation you're in, the nation I'm in. God's rule is spreading through the earth. Well, welcome again to Maximum Radio and to Global Time with Jesus Christ. Thank you for joining us. I trust that you're feeling well in your spirit and your soul and your body. Thank you for joining us as we pray on this day. No better way to pray than at the very beginning of our day, letting heaven know that we're aware that in the beginning, God, in the beginning of everything, God must be first. And that's how our day is made, is making way for God's walking alongside of us in it, blessing and making way for his mercies to come forth and to be poured forth upon us and upon all those that we pray for. So we're praying great things. We're praying with purpose, and it's about our joy and God's glory. I can't think of anything better to do than to begin the day this way. It just fills me with joy. I anticipate it. I look forward to it. And I know that I'm doing the right thing for the right reasons at the right time. So that brings great joy, knowing that God is pleased. Now, if you have a prayer request, please, now is the time to give it life. Allow the life of heaven to flow into your need, flow into your petition by simply voicing it. You know, we live in a spoken word universe. So we not only are to be careful what we say, but we are to choose to say. I want to repeat that. We are to choose to say. And when we choose to say that which is spoken, the scripture says life and death is in the power of the tongue. Life and death is in the power of the tongue. Some line is very static, so I don't know which one, but I'm closing some of them so that we can be uninterrupted. I think that's it. Okay. Going back to what I was saying, please feel free to voice your praise or prayer request, one of the two. If you can hear me, we are invited. Be blessed. And just give ear to it. It's a step of faith. That's how it works. Faith is what we live by. There's someone who is trying to say something, but they're not clear. All right. Let us go to prayer. It's important that we do that. That's what we're here for. Looking at Psalm 51, and we believe in praying the word back to the Lord, praying what he has already written and directed by his Holy Spirit back to him. This way, we can be assured that heaven hears. Heaven is listening and hears. Heavenly Father, have mercy on us according to your tender mercy and your steadfast love. Blot out our transgressions. Wash us thoroughly and repeatedly from our iniquity and any blood guiltness. Cleanse us and make us pure from our sin. We are conscious, O Lord, of our transgressions, and we acknowledge them. Our sin is ever before us. We have sinned against you and only you, O Lord. We have sinned and done that which is evil in your sight. You are justified in your sentence and faultless judgment upon us, O Lord. We know that we were brought forth in a state of iniquity. Our parents were sinful, who conceived us. And we too are sinful. We know, O Lord, that you desire truth in our inward being. Make us, therefore, to know wisdom in our innermost heart. Purify us, O Lord, with your anointing. And cleanse us, and we will be clean, free of sin. Heavenly Father, help us to hear your joy and gladness and be satisfied. Let the bones you have broken rejoice once again and be completely healed. O Lord, have mercy on me and hide your face from our sins and blot out all our guilt and iniquities. Create in us clean hearts, Lord, and renew a right and persevering and steadfast spirit in us. Cast us not from your presence, and do not take your Holy Spirit away from us. We thank you today. We ask for the joy of your salvation and your upholding of us with your free spirit.
Yes.
We will teach transgressors your ways, O Lord, and sinners shall be converted and then return to you. Heavenly Father, deliver us from any blood guiltiness and death. You are the Lord of our salvation, and we will sing aloud your righteousness. Open our lips and our mouth. What shall come forth is your praise. We pray, Lord, that you will delight in our sacrifice of our broken spirit, our broken and contrite heart, and we humble ourselves in complete repentance before you. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen and amen. I trust that you are able to say amen to what God has already said amen to in His Word. We enjoy His Word. And we thank Him for this great day that He has given us. Now, friend, God wants to use you even in this day. As you go about your daily life, be sure to keep a smile on your face. And the smile is not simply for prettiness, but what it does, it's an indicator of what's going on inside. What's going on there is the work of the Holy Spirit, by the Holy Spirit. And you want to address atmospheres that you will encounter today, at home, at work, in the street, wherever you go to do your affairs and your business. You will encounter atmosphere. There's an atmosphere everywhere. And be sensitive to that atmosphere and your presence there. And why God have had you interact on this day that He has given you life, with that atmosphere, and what does He want you to bring to it. It doesn't mean that you have to sing or speak or necessarily preach. However, what you bring is the presence of God. Think about that. God is with you. If you go to the marketplace, God is with you. Imagine that. Little old me, little old you, God is with us. His name is Emmanuel, God with us. That's not something it's going to be, it is. Father, we thank you that we have the confidence that even your name, through Jesus Christ, says you're with us. And you are. And we thank you. And we pray that every place that we set our foot, that your authority and rule, demons must flee. Spirits of malice must submit in the name of Jesus, because of the powerful shed blood and the authority that you have given to us. And the sound of your name causes every knee to bow in Jesus' name. Walk tall today, friend. Know that you're delivered, freed. And just in case there's someone that is listening that have not known the power of freedom and deliverance that comes to Jesus Christ, please listen for a quick moment. I invite you to receive Christ even this moment as your personal Savior. In the name of Jesus, receive Him. And what do we mean by receiving Him? Ask the Lord to reveal Himself and what He wants you to learn and get on this day, even from this broadcast. Having Jesus in the heart is the difference between having a relationship with God, which is life, and a religion, which is not a relationship with God. Having Jesus Christ is the Holy Spirit within us that allows this interaction that we're having. You can have that with God as well. In the name of Jesus. So we ask you to confess your sin. Let the Lord know that you have rebelled against Him and that you're not in relationship with Him, and that you want Him to come into your heart and life. and he's available today. He said, I'm the way, the truth, and the life. No man comes to the Father but by me. That's John 14:6. So receive him. He wants you to ask. Ask and it will be given to you. Seek and you shall find. Knock and it will be open unto you. Just humble yourself and admit that you are a sinner, you are a transgressor, and allow the power, even during this season, of the Spirit of God to change your heart, to apply the blood of Jesus Christ, which was shed for us. So claim it. Say, Lord, forgive me. And I thank you for your plan of salvation. I receive your grace, even now, in the name of Jesus. And then you say thank you. And you begin to walk with the Lord from this day forward to the rest of your life. Enjoy your journey with the Lord on today. Thank our prayer partners, our listeners, for joining us. God bless you. We look forward to tomorrow, God willing. We trust in you. You will just trust Him on today. God bless you.